Israel's classified assassination list has been breached by intelligence operatives tied to Iran, revealing a chilling picture of vast surveillance networks, secret watch lists, and ordinary American citizens labeled as threats based on their views. At the core of Israel's global shadow empire sits a ruthless machine of espionage and blackmail. And it's not only world leaders under their gun, you are too. If you have ever criticized Israel or Netanyahu, your data has been scraped and you have been put on their watch list.
How does a foreign prime minister have the power to tell citizens many thousands of miles away that they're not allowed to criticize him? How would you assess the state of free speech in the West right now?
It is seriously in peril. It's often in peril, but it's more in peril than ever before.
Here's what we know. Right before the US and Israel launched an all-out regime change war on Iran, Iranian state hackers executed a stunning cyber heist, gaining access to terabytes of Israel's darkest secrets, military plans, preparation for false flags, and compromise exposing vast surveillance operations inside America, including lists of millions of Americans they have slated for destruction. What does this mean exactly?
Free speech is being curtailed. Your inherent God-given right to say what you believe in public. That's the basis of the United States. It's the very core of our Bill of Rights, of our founding documents. It's the reason that we are exceptional in the world. It's that one thing, our ability to say what we think, because that right comes from God, not the government. That's what our documents say.
According to Israel, Americans' God-given right to free speech no longer applies. Netanyahu has overruled it. American citizens exercising their First Amendment rights to free speech will now be punished by Israel. Bottom line, once you're on their list, every loan application, every emergency payment request, every school application, every credit card gives them another chance to ruin your life. They'll freeze your accounts without warning, deny you jobs, security clearances, government benefits, even the disability payments you earned bleeding for your country. This is not an exaggeration.
But if you conceptually support it, you can't get hurricane relief? Emergency disaster aid? Is that true?
First of all, this is the kind of thing that I know people don't believe unless
they go look it up.
You know, it's so shocking. I know. If I didn't see it myself, I also wouldn't believe it. I think if I heard that, I'd be like, that's a conspiracy theorist saying crazy stuff. No, that actually is something that was instituted in many places.
And if you still think getting arrested for a social media post is a British problem, you need to wake up fast. Congress is already drafting the legislation for Israel to demand the arrest and imprisonment of US citizens for social media posts they don't like. They're not hiding it, they're bragging about it. Here's Florida Representative Randy Fine declaring it's definitely happening.
There's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that. But when it veers into conduct, and so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate. For obvious reasons, we don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you of moving this bill along?
I guarantee the bill will pass. And I never do that.
What does this mean? It means Israel is in charge, and they're not even bothering to hide it anymore.
Censorship, you know, is always levied on behalf of the people in charge, of course. The people with the power are the only ones who ever pass laws telling you can't criticize them. I mean, of course. And so what does this tell? I mean, what is this? It's spooky. I've never been the guy who runs around saying Israel runs the United States. It's an overstatement, you know, but I certainly don't want to think that. But like, if you can't criticize a foreign country, then that country's in charge, right? I mean, what other conclusion should I draw?
While missiles fly in the Gulf, the real war has gone fully digital. A cage is being welded shut around every one of us. Algorithms choke dissent. Devices are hacked. Accounts vanish overnight. Personal lives are destroyed. Critics wake up to frozen finances, IRS audits, and the authorities knocking on their door. Even more disturbingly, Israel's assassination culture is back in full swing.
I look at the West, our greatest ally, and I see a new enemy rising from within. I am speaking of a poison being sold to the American people as patriotism. I'm speaking of the intellectual vandalism of Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens.
Yes, to be clear, that is dangerous. The Likud party, and I was quite literally, someone was plotting my murder. Actually, a year from the date that Charlie was murdered on September 10th, someone was plotting my murder and got discovered. And that's still making its way through the courts. These people are calling for violence. That's the implicit threat here. They're all growing increasingly more radical, and they're feeling threatened by speech, which is why I implore all of you, which I see that you are, which is why they feel threatened, to continue to use it and to recognize these people are incredibly dangerous. They are very dangerous. If anything happens to Tucker Carlson or me, you obviously know that Israel was involved. Obviously, that is unbelievably apparent in their rhetoric. They're name checking us. They're calling us on stage. They're sending their goons out to harass us.
And a former Mossad chief has admitted they're manipulating devices in the US as we speak.
You mean booby-trapped equipment?
Not only booby-trapped and spying.
Manipulated equipment.
All right. In which countries are you talking about?
All the countries that you can imagine.
The government is ratting you out while protecting the paedophile elites. Social media platforms are ratting you out too. We were told VPNs would keep us safe online. But there's bad news there too. Your old VPN won't save you because it's ratting you out as well. The entire legacy VPN industry is broken, corrupted and captured. It runs on one thing, blind trust. Proton, funded and controlled by the World Economic Forum and EU technocrats who are openly designing your digital cage. Nord, Surfshark, Express, PIA, all exposed. They log, they monitor patterns, they de-anonymize users by the millions. They all admit it in the fine print. We may retain certain data, we will comply with lawful orders. Translation: the second the feds or Israel come knocking, they hand over your entire life, shamelessly, repeatedly. How can they identify you if they truly keep no logs? They can't. They lied. For journalists, whistleblowers, and American citizens who refuse to bend the knee to Israel, that lie can ruin lives. The top six best VPNs you see on Google aren't independent at all. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access are all owned by one Israeli-linked company, Cape Technologies. The same Cape that started life as CrossRider, a notorious malware distributor. Same Cape, whose leadership is stacked with Unit 8200 alumni. Same Cape that kept a CTO on staff after the US Justice Department fined him millions for spying on Americans on behalf of foreign regimes. These are the people saying, trust us not to log. Trust us not to rat you out. Edward Snowden's exact words, if you're an ExpressVPN customer, you shouldn't be. In 2026, trust is suicide. Only mathematics is bulletproof. That's why, in the middle of this war, a weapon has been created. A weapon they can never defeat. A weapon they can never even touch. VP.net is the world's first mathematically provable trustless privacy shield. Built from the ground up last year on cryptographic principles that make betrayal impossible for anybody, including the owners. This isn't just a privacy issue, it's a national security issue. And because we care about our viewers, because we know how important this movement is, we're urging you to visit vp.net/TPV and check out the next generation of technology for yourself. It's built inside a secure enclave, uses military-grade encryption and stores zero data. That means if Big Brother comes knocking, there's nothing to hand over. No logs, no metadata, no trail. If Mossad's Unit 8200 hack them, it's mathematically, cryptographically impossible for them to spy on you. And here's the best part. It's 100% American-owned. No Mossad backdoors, no feds rifling through your DMs, no Israeli stealing your most private information, no compromat. Frankly, if you're not locking down your digital life right now, you're walking yourself straight into a digital prison of your own making. Sign up today at vp.net/TPV and you can finally stop asking who's monitoring me, because the answer is they were, but with vp.net, not anymore. Recent events make it clear. Israel has taken off the gloves. And this time, the war is aimed squarely at American citizens. Charlie Kirk was the first.
Who do you think we're occupied by?
AIPAC.
A lot of people think that.
We send $18 billion a year to Israel. Why? Just ask the question, what do we get out of it?
Nothing.
We get nothing. Are we doing humanitarian work? No, they're charged with genocide. They're killing off Palestinians. Are we helping them survive? Well, they've got a higher standard of living than we do, a longer lifespan than we do, free education, free housing, free healthcare, but we're sending them money. Why? Ask yourself why a U.S. congressman can wear an Israeli military uniform in congressional chambers. I would think that would be an act of treason, but they did. Nobody said anything. Ask why the Israeli prime minister can bypass the president, fly directly in and speak to our Congress without any other government interaction. Congress gave him 26 standing ovations. Our Congress gave Netanyahu, a foreign prime minister, 26 standing ovations. I have difficulty looking at that in any other way than we're occupied. The facts are all there. All you have to do is look at them. Now, we shut down that conversation quickly, right? Whenever we try to talk about it, you get told, well, that's anti-Semitic. No, it's not. Calling things the way they are is not anti-Semitic.
Never give up the right to call things the way they are. It's time to say no. Reject the globalist agenda. Reject Israel first. Expel the spies hiding in your phone, in your apps, in your devices. Go to vp.net/tpv and take back control before it's too late.